الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله viewers of Madinah the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم reported to have said that if a person sends Durood e Pak upon me with love and devotion just 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, it will become incumbent upon Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive all the sins that he committed during the day and the night. Please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak. We've said it many, many times before, that who knows that one extra Durood e Pak that we recite today might make all the difference on the day of judgment. Viewers of the Mother Channel, as you know, we are watching this special series of programs, Our Role Model, The Best of Creation, The Mercy to All the Worlds and The Final Messenger. The greatest role model 1400 years ago, the greatest role model today, and the greatest role model from now until the day of judgment as well. And in this series of programs, we've discussed different aspects with regards to his character, his life, and how we can learn from him as the ideal role model. So we've got a unique topic today,
Alhamdulillah,
about the beauty of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what I think, you know, people are thinking now as they hear the title, the beauty of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can that be a role model? Can we, you know, because if someone's a role model, you're trying to be aspired to be like them.
Yes.
So if someone's got beauty, how can we attain that beauty? So you know, I'm intrigued because I remember you were the one that chose this topic with regards to this.
You know, when we talk about the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only the physical outer beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his character was beautiful
Allah
as well.
You know,
his character was so beautiful that Allah azza wa jal has mentioned it inside the glorious Quran, that the uswa hasana of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what we need to follow. Now, subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, I did a research before I came, Khalid bhai. 5,000 people enter into Islam in the UK alone. Majority of them, up to 5,000 people, have accepted Islam, or every year they accept Islam.
5,000 a year, yes.
Yeah. So what happens was, you know, if you ask majority of them, how did you come into Islam? And I was reading some of the, you know, statements of the people who accepted Islam, and they said that we read the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no individual went up to them and, you know, taught them about Islam or sat them down. They themselves did a research, and the most intriguing or the most beautiful part, one person, he says that I read the seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not only his physical beauty, I fell in love with the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beauty of the character, and I accepted Islam. And if you meet majority of the people, that's what they would say. They would say that we looked at the beauty of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we accepted Islam.
I think as well though, Hafsah, you mentioned though that a lot of people have read the seerah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accepted Islam. But you will also agree that the other large majority of people that have accepted Islam, they've not accepted Islam through studying the Quran or comparing the Quran to science or comparing the Quran to other books. They've accepted Islam by the person in front of them.
Gee.
The character of that person in front of them. But that person in front of them, he has adopted the character of that role model. And as a result of that, people have entered into.
And there are so many stories. You probably mentioned many in your bayan.
I remember you're probably the one that I've mentioned before many times, with a person that he was a non-Muslim. He was drunk, and he's walking down the street on a Saturday night, and he, you know, puts his hand against the wall, against the lamppost, and eventually he puts his hand against the door, and the door opens. He goes inside this building, and his stomach, you know, starts churning because he's had a load of alcohol inside it, and he's sick. And when he's sick, he's comfortably lies down and he goes to sleep. And then when he wakes up X number of hours later, he finds out that there's a pillow under his head. He finds out that there's a blanket on top of him. He puts his hand on his face and realizes that, you know, someone's cleaned the sick that was on my face. He realizes that someone's taken his shoes off. He sits up and looks around and realizes that he's in a place of worship.
Subhanallah.
You know, he'd ended up in a masjid. And whenever I mention this incident, also I ask the people, and you know, wherever I am, that, you know, and the viewers as well, now, if someone was to come into your masjid and was wearing shoes and they were sick inside your masjid, what would you do? You know, don't send in the answers, yeah? This is another quiz of the day.
Indeed.
But, you know, you can imagine what a lot of people would have done. But the Imam Sahib that day, what did he do? He did all these things, put the pillow, the blanket and everything, and he brought him breakfast in the morning. And the non-Muslim was shocked that, you know, I'm sorry, it's a place of worship, I think I've made a mess here. And the Imam Sahib said, don't worry, we've cleaned it all up. And basically, to cut the long story short, within a couple of hours, that person had accepted Islam. Now, if that person, that Imam Sahib, had dragged him out of the masjid and given him a good beating, yeah, and thrown him out on the street, or phoned the police and got him arrested, then without doubt,
you wouldn't see that result.
We wouldn't have seen that result. So that controlling of your anger that you just mentioned, the fact that he not only controlled his anger, but he went even further, that he presented the beautiful character as well.
When we talk about beauty, we just don't focus on the outer beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was unique, and I've got some hadith park as well, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked like. But when we talk about beauty, we also talk about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we need to imitate, which we need to follow, and which is a command of Allah azza wa jal. Talking about the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a very famous hadith park narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that I have never smelled anything or musk or anything sweeter than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I was listening to this particular topic, and I was reading something, and it was the writer said that, you know, if someone had done something similar like that today, you know, ran after someone and tried to get the perspiration and collected it in bottles, or whenever the wuzu was being performed and people would collect it, they would say that person's weird, yeah, that it's not normal for that to be done. But the writer said that it may appear for us to be not normal, but then people that did it, they did it out of love. And they showed us that this is true love. And until we can understand why they did it, we cannot even claim to love the Prophet of Allah.
You know, the Sahaba Ikram did not sit and, you know, try to read books and say, is it jais to do that? You know, like this very famous person, when he came to Medina Park to see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with the Sahaba Ikram, and he went back to his people and he goes that I have seen a scene which I've never seen this before. He goes, I've been to Caesar, I've been to all of these kings, Roman Empire, I've been all there, but I have not seen what I have seen with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so subhanallah, whenever he used to have his hair cut, the Sahaba Ikram would not let one strand fall onto the ground.
Allah.
Our aqidah is he was nur, he was bashar.
Let's go to one of the packages of the day, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah has sent his prophets to humanity.
A fly would not sit on the luminous body and blessed clothes of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mosquito would not suck his blessed blood, and nor would lice harm him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, listening the exclusive merits of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allama Imam Abu Rabi Ibn Sabah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi adds that flies would not sit on the Prophet's blessed body or pure clothes. The narrator of this is unknown, but despite this, the scholars have been mentioning it in their books without denial of it. He further writes, Imam Abu Rabi Ibn Sabah adds that lice would not harm him. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti has narrated the same on the authority of Ibn Sabah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh in his Al-Khasaisul Kubra and affirmed it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty has even kept you safe from flies sitting on your blessed body because they are dirty from having sat on filth. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relates, Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad al-Khafaiji Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, one sign from the signs of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that a fly would not sit on his blessed body and clothes. This exclusivity is from the merits that Allah Almighty guaranteed to His beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty has created His beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam free from all impurities, whereas a fly, as well as being loathsome in itself, also comes flying from filth. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers on the channel, we just had a small package there and you've come back. Okay, back to the topic of the day, mashallah, the beauty of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You mentioned earlier a little bit about the character, and you mentioned the physical beauty as well. And there's been, you know what amazes me when you, well, two things amaze, well, many things amaze me, but two things specifically amaze me with regards to this specific topic, is the fact that that detail was recorded.
Subhanallah.
You know, his shoulders, his eyes, his cheeks, his beard, everything was recorded. And also that, when I was reading about this, that a lot of the people that wrote about the character, wrote about the physical appearance of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many writers have wrote that in mid-sentence they were explaining him that, you know, he had broad shoulders, and then they would pause and they would say things like, I've never seen anything more beautiful than this. I've never seen anything as beautiful, you know, as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sun and the moon aren't comparable. And whilst they are in the midst of explaining him, and they would stop and pause, and they would write this in their writings. And the fact that that has been recorded, maintained, and kept for over 1400 years, and people read it today, people study it today, people, you know, are taught it today, books are written about it, books have been written about it, you know, amazing books have been written about it on this particular topic. And I don't think there's anybody in history, anybody since the beginning of history, that has ever had books written about the physical appearance.
Subhanallah.
You know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadiths are full about the character that he mentioned. But the physical experience, I don't think anybody I can think of in history,
you know,
has books written
about. Like, you know, when they talk about the blessed sweat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they talk about the smile of the Prophet, and when he smiled, the nur that came between the teeth, even that is written as well. And one of the companions, Sayyidina Amr bin As,
how many white hair,
you know,
he had in
white
the
hair he has. You know, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the latest companions to accept Islam. What made him accept Islam was the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that there was nothing that was more sweeter to me, more beloved to me, than to stare at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now just imagine every day when you wake up and you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that I could never get enough of looking at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I never got tired. You know, sometimes when you look at something, you know, if you look at me, you'll get tired. But, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that you look at him, you never get tired. You want more and you want more.
MashaAllah, Afsab, when I look at you, I don't get tired.
Jazakallah khairah. You don't get fed up as well.
I don't get
not
fed
brilliant
up as well.
That's brought a smile on my face. And he says that as long as with the desires to stare at him, there was also this awe that, you know, I don't want to be staring directly at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes, because of haya, I would look down. And this was one of the things that, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam by looking at the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That very famous incident of Hazrat Sayyidina at the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, his wife, Sayyidina Zulaikha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she, you know, the very famous incident where she cut her finger.
Yes.
You know, and Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that if she had seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, then she would have, you know, done something else as well. But I don't know what exactly she said. But, you know, the, subhanallah, this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, even the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, like I said, majority of them, when they have accepted Islam, is through the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, known as Ashik-e Akbar, you know, the greatest ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had three wishes, and I can't remember all three wishes. One of the wish was that, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to spend my whole life with you. One wish was that all I want to do is just stare at you. Oh, and one wish is, I've just mentioned all three of them. And one wish was that all my money, I could spend it with you. Spend it on you. Now, subhanAllah, this was the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And again, if you look at the Sahaba ikram, the Awliya ikram, you know, so many books have been written on the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many kalams have been written on the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanAllah, like you said, rightly mentioned, there is no man in this world who has ever walked the face of this earth to have, you know, people writing books about his blessed, you know, blessed life, his smile. Alhamdulillah, we've got the prophets of Allah. There is no comparison to any one of them. But subhanAllah, when you talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's just amazing. Allah.
Viewers on the channel, you're watching our role model. We're now going to go to the Kalam of the day, and then we're going to continue coming on talking about the specific topic. So please come back. We've got some excellent points that we want to discuss, and we want you to be part of it as well. So let's go to the Kalam of the day, and then we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sarkar aaye, sarkar aaye, sarkar aaye, sarkar aaye.
خدائی کے مختار آئے
سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے
مختار آئے لو آ جائے امت کے غم خار آئے لو آ جائے امت کے غم خار آئے
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
مختار کی آمد
مرحبا
اعلیٰ کی آمد
مرحبا
بالا کی آمد
مرحبا
حضور کی آمد
مرحبا
سرکار آئے کہ آئے اسی روز سرکار آئے
سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے
شہنشاہ ابرار آئے تیرے گھر شہنشاہ ابرار آئے
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
دلدار کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
مختار کی آمد
مرحبا
اعلیٰ کی آمد
مرحبا
بالا کی آمد
مرحبا
حضور کی آمد
مرحبا
پرنور کی آمد
مرحبا
مبارک تمہیں کے مارو مبارک مبارک تمہیں غم کے مارو مبارک
مرحبا مرحبا مرحبا
مبارک تمہیں غم کے مارو مبارک مداوائے غم بن کے سرکار آئے مداوائے غم بن کے سرکار آئے
سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے
مصیبت کے ماروں کی ڈھارس بندھانے مصیبت کے ماروں کی ڈھارس ڈھارس بندھانے مصیبت کے ماروں کی ڈھارس بندھانے شکستہ دلوں کے خریدار آئے شکستہ دلوں کے خریدار آئے
سرکار کی آمد
پڑوسی بنانا ولادت کا صدقہ پڑوسی بنانا ولادت کا صدقہ پڑوسی بنانا شاہ خلد میں جب یہ بدکار آئے شاہ خلد میں جب یہ بدکار آئے
سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے سرکار آئے
شاہ زندگی بھر ولادت کا صدقہ شاہ زندگی بھر ولادت کا صدقہ شاہ زندگی بھر مدینے میں ہر سال عطار آئے مدینے میں ہر سال بدکار آئے
سرکار کی آمد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, beautiful kalam. And one bit of advice, I think I mentioned it a couple of days ago, and MashaAllah, Hafiz Saab's here as well, that Hafiz Saab, there are, within the environment of Dawud Sami, there are those fortunate brothers that were lucky enough to go and see the Multan Ijtema.
MashaAllah.
You know? And MashaAllah, you've been many times as well, MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah.
But there is something that happens once a year at the moment, that in coming years, people will talk about the people of today, that these people were lucky. And that is spending Barwi in Fazana Medina, Bab al Medina, Karachi. It's a completely different experience. You know, so yes, if you can go, all well and good, but if you can't go, then I would advise you all that on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, stay glued to your TVs, inshallah. Watch the inshallah, the coming of that special day. And then as soon as it finishes on Madani Channel, go to your local Fazana Medina, inshallah, and we'll be celebrating it there as well. But you make sure you watch it, and it's amazing.
You know, the, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, this is the beauty of Dawat-e-Islami, that on this night, we don't care if it's a weekend or if it's a weekday. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, you know, a majority of the Fazana Medina, well, all of them will be having a mafil after Isha Namaz, but there will be, like, for example, in a region, like we're having in Rochdale, it starts at 12 past 12. Yeah, and that mafil is going to take until Fajr Namaz.
MashaAllah.
And all over, MashaAllah, Birmingham, London, many, many places, Bradford, they'll be having all night Ijtima. You know, when I came into Dawat-e-Islami in Union, I thought, how can they do it all night? But Alhamdulillah, you have brothers waking up all night, and MashaAllah, they have the Ijtima. It's all broken down, MashaAllah. And many, many places they will have ziyarat or the Mu'a Mubarak or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the holy relics as well. So maybe when do we get an opportunity to see them?
Well, it's quite apt that you mention the blessed hair of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to this topic. That again shows the love that the people have for the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that people will queue up just to see the blessed hair of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu
Alaihi Wasallam. Did you see that clip where in one of the countries, I forgot, was Chechnya, I think it was, the blessed bowl of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They made it as a national holiday, and people were lining up the queues.
It's like almost that, like a Jalus,
MashaAllah. And it was on a government level as well. Yeah. So that's how much, MashaAllah, the Ushaqi Rasul, you know, when they see these holy relics, MashaAllah, they'll go and do anything. And SubhanAllah, Azzawajal, I can remember when the first time I saw the blessed hair of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, in the early days when I was not in the mahol.
When you were a young lad.
Well, back in 1920s, I think it was. Yeah, so, you know, we had people coming from a long, long distance just to see the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even now, alhamdulillah, people have so much love for the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because it's got its beauty, but it's got that pulling power
that
as
pulling
well.
That pulling power, that attraction that this is from the Prophet of Allah.
I can remember, Halibi, that I had a very bad toothache. And someone told me, oh, there's a ziyarat of the Muhammad Mubarak with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I thought, I can't miss that. And I went there, I made dua, and I just touched the glass where he was, and I put it, and then I rubbed it on my... Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. You know, as they say, what benefits you have, alhamdulillah, immediately that pain went away.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, so this is a blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beauty about it is that it never stops growing as well.
Yes.
You know, it never stops growing as well. And you know, like the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're talking about his beauty today. The Sahaba ikram, when they saw this beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words that they would say was, "We have never seen anyone beautiful than him before or after."
Yes.
You know, so that was our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then, Khalid, let's you know have something really serious now. Yeah. Everyone loves to go to Medina. We all love Medina, we all die to go to Medina, but the Sahaba ikram, there's only 10,000 in Medina, where are the rest of them?
And you know, said, I believe they said that when the final speech was made, the final khutbah was made, there were 110, some people say 124,000 Sahaba companions there. And if only 10,000 were buried in Jannat al-Baqi, where are the other 100,000?
We've got one Sahabi buried in China, guess who?
Sa'd
bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. And he wasn't a normal Sahabi, alhamdulillah, he was one of Masli Ashra Mubashra as well. And mashallah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, and many companions like him, they left Medina Park for the tabligh of deen.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? That if, you know, what we've learned so far is that the companions, they loved the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. They wanted to just see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They wanted to sit with him. They wanted to get the blessed water. They wanted to get the blessed hair. They wanted to be, you know, there with him. And the, you know, it makes you think that in the midst of all that, you know, when we, like you say, when we go to Medina, we don't want to leave.
Gee.
But these companions left, and the majority of them left. So the question is why? Why did they leave such a beautiful gathering? Yeah, why did they leave, Hafsah?
You know, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is called the Muhakkik of Islam, you know, the thinker. And Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was from Medina Park. Yeah, and where is Mazar-e Park? Dehlvi, that gives you an idea, a clue. It's in Delhi. You know, and he left that. And wherever he says that, whenever I would, you know, feel lonely, I would go to the Roza-e Park. And he would say salam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give him the reply and say, "You've come with love, go back and come again." And he goes that this one day when I went, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that come back again. And I asked him, "Ya Rasulullah, you haven't said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you haven't said you come back again." And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I want you to go to India to spread my sunnah."
Allah.
And he goes, "But Ya Rasulullah, if I feel lonely and I, you know, your love, you know, doesn't let me sleep at night, what am I going to do? It's going to be a long distance." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you want to see me, call me, I'll come to you."
Allah.
You know, so that is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, you know, if we look at ourselves, we claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love the beauty, and no Muslim will ever say any other words. Alhamdulillah, Muslims love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in return, we need to do something as well, don't we? We need to leave the comfort of our homes. Look what is happening around the world today. There is so much need for tabligh. Just yesterday, a couple of days ago, I was in Ireland. And you know, one of the things that we were talking amongst the Islamic brother was that so many people are moving away from the deen, especially, you know, after the coronavirus. People have not come back to the masjid again. Why? Because they're scared. Now, who's going to bring these people back? Yes, it's okay to talk about the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why not act upon that beauty? And why not have that beauty on ourselves as well? Try to leave your homes, you know, for a short while. It's funny, isn't it, sometimes, you know, when it's to do with the dunya. میں اپنی گل کرنا نا یو نو ون یو ون یو گو آن دس مدنی کافرا تکو نا اسی کوئی کرے نہیں ہو شے ہی نہیں نا پھر نہیں رہنا جلے تکو یہ سب تبلیغ دین پیپل تھنگ دی آل وی ڈو از جسٹ
یو نو
ویسٹنگ ٹائم مع اللہ اینڈ اف سم ون کوئی پاکستان تو ویزا لگ مارے پترا نا ویزا لگا دو سال کو نہیں خیر ہے پتر گو تو جا اسا رہی کی سا جس طرح بھی ہے بٹ وین اٹ کمز ٹو دی تبلیغ اف دین وی شائی انف اوے وی ڈونٹ ایون ڈو دیٹ سڈلی دا مائنڈ سیٹ از ناٹ دیئر ایز ویل. We need to make that mindset that today, alhamdulillah, what Dawat-e-Islami is doing is unique. You know, and we're just not talking about the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's do something passionately that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be pleased with us, inshallah.
Well, it's not only that. It's the, you know, the as we were saying, that the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were in the city of Medina. They wanted to stay with the Prophet. They wanted to sit with the Prophet. They wanted to have that beautiful there. But the command of the Prophet was to spread the deen. Go and spread the deen. Go and spread this message so that the people that hear it last understand it better than the people that hear it first. Go and spread the deen. And I believe in some of the writers actually wrote that when that announcement was made by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the final speech, that when the speech finished and people got on their camels and they got on their horses or the modes of transport, whichever direction they were facing in, they just went.
Subhanallah.
They just went. And you know, I think about that time, that incident, and that, you know, that incident, you're leaving the city of Medina. You're leaving not only the city of Medina, but you're leaving now the city of Medina where you can actually see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your own eyes. And you're leaving that for something. Why? Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us. So if you claim, and we all claim during that we love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just a julus, not just a milad, not just a, but fulfilling his commands, fulfilling his orders, following in his footsteps, loving the people that he loved. And this is what we should be doing. And like you rightly said, you know, you use the word Dawat Islam is unique. I wouldn't say it's unique, Afsab. This uniqueness of maybe in modern times it's classed as unique, but this act of going, spreading the deen is from the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like you mentioned, the companions that are in China, there's companions that are in Turkey, companions all over the world. How did they get there? They didn't go there to make money. They didn't go there to start businesses and corner shops or whatever you want to call them. They didn't do that. They went there for that sole purpose of spreading the deen of Islam. And the other thing is them people that traveled over 1400 years ago, the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over 100,000, we are talking about them today. Yeah? We're not talking about any businessman that traveled to Syria or Damascus or wherever they was at that time and they made loads and loads of money and made palaces. We don't even know who they are.
You know, there was a person that I was reading about. He had his own oil wells. He had his own hotels, you know, in one of the major cities around the world. He had his own oil wells. He was a billionaire, yeah. And then at the end, what happened? Are we talking about him? People have forgotten that person. No one even knows who he was. Yeah, but alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you talk about a wali Allah, Azza wa Jal, who spent all his life in the jungle, and everyone's talking about him. You know, you talk about one person, you know, who didn't even have food to eat. Huzur Ghose Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent 25 years in the jungle eating the leaves of the trees. And the grass. And today, alhamdulillah, the whole world knows about him as well. But then if you look at the millionaires and billionaires, you know, people say they're filthy rich. Where are they? No one remembers them.
No.
Koi crorepati hai, marorepati hai, no one knows.
We don't even know where the graves are.
No one knows.
Viewers of the channel, we're going to take another final small break here. We've got a small package, inshallah. And then when we come back, we'll kind of try and sum up this beautiful topic that we've got today. A unique topic, I would say, inshallah. So let's go to the package, and then we'll come back and sum up this topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Barra bin Azib, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, used to wear a gold ring. Upon people objecting to it, he, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned, "We were in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who was distributing the spoils of war. At the end, when only this ring was left, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam raised his blessed gaze and looked at the attendees and then lowered his gaze. Second time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam raised his gaze and then lowered it again. The third time, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam cast his merciful gaze and said, 'O Barra,' that is Sayyiduna Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 'I went close to him and sat down. Holding the ring, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam held my wrist and said, "Wear whatever Allah and His Rasul make you wear." صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. MashaAllah, viewers of the channel, you're watching our role model, and today we're talking about the beauty of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, his character. But we're also bringing into the fact that his character was such that people wanted to there's like a magnet effect that people wanted to be close to him, wanted to sit with him, wanted to see him. Yet in the midst of all of this, when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the companions to go and spread the deen, then they sacrificed all of that. I've stopped this specific topic, you know, again, you know, whenever, you know, mashallah, you were the one that came up with these topics. I remember when we sat down, you know, about a month ago, and at the time I thought to myself, what are we going to talk about? But whenever we talk about any of these topics on our role model every single day, I think to myself, 1 hour is gone.
Yeah.
And we're not even started, we've not even scratched the surface. And we feel as if we are, you know, the viewers that are watching, maybe we're just throwing information at you as quick as possible. And because we want to try and cram in as much as we can. But at the same time, viewers of the channel, I think the onus is on all of us, myself, yourself as well, to go away and study these topics. You know, there are books written about this. Is it Sharmaila Tamidi?
There's also Ashifa.
Ashifa Sharif, mashallah.
Shamail of the Prophet.
Shamail of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shifa Sharif is there. These books are available in English as well. And these books, you know, when you read these books, I mean, I've read Shifa Sharif. It's amazing.
Subhanallah.
You know, an amazing book. I mean, I challenged myself to make sure I read it from cover to cover, and I did. And it's an amazing book. And there are books like that. And I think we should go away and study this.
You know, all of these books of Sirat that have been written, yeah, one of the beautiful things that the writers have written at the end is, we have not done justice to this.
Yes.
You know, no one can talk about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me tell you an incident. Yeah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a Jewish rabbi in Madinah Park. Now, we heard about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ma'azallah, how the people of Makkah used to call him, you know, ma'azallah. They never used to call him, you know, they used to call him a magician, ma'azallah, and they used to call him many other things as well. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Madinah Park, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he goes that I heard people, ma'azallah, called him a liar as well. And he goes, when I looked at him, the words of his yada have been written, he says, as soon as I saw him, I knew that this cannot be the face of a liar.
Allah.
You know, and he goes, first glimpse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he accepts Islam. So many sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. You know, why did the people of Makkah stop people from meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the reasons was, when they see him, they'll fall in love with him and they'll accept Islam. There was one person, you know, when he came to Medina Park to sell his goods, and he found out that the people of Makkah, he goes that, I've come, and they said, we only one condition you're allowed to come in. They said, you come, you sell your goods, and you chip it, mate. You get out of here. Nothing else. You're not going to talk to anyone or meet anyone. And he goes, and they said, especially Muhammad bin Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi, you're not going to meet him. And he says, fair enough. So he sold his goods, and he left Makkah Park. As he was going on the way back, and he goes, why did they say to me not to meet him? He turned back to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and as soon as he met him, subhanallah, you know, as they say, love at first sight, he accepted the kalima. That was the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have stayed there all his life, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, so like other sahaba ikram, ballihu anni walau aya, pass on from me whatever you know. And he sent these sahaba ikram, you know, all around the world, alhamdulillah. And these companions, you know, it is because of their efforts that we see Islam in all four corners of the world. And even today, you know, like we say, how is Islam spreading, you know, with all the, sometimes all the negativity, the media coverage, is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beauty, you can still see it today as well.
You know, it amazes me, like you said, that the Islam is still spreading. I think the amount of, you know, when the people are attacking the deen of Islam, they're talking negatively about Islam. In the same way, that incident that you just mentioned, that the person left the town. And when he left the town, he asked himself, why? Why have they told me not to see this person? And that intrigued him when he came back. In the same way that events that have taken place over the last 15, 20, 25 years have intrigued people, that this can't be Islam. People are saying that this is what Islam, Muslims are doing, and it's intrigued people. Yeah. And people have looked up about Islam and found out about Islam. And as a result of that, more and more people are coming to Islam today. And, you know, as we know, viewers of the channel, and it's something that we should be proud of, that it is the fastest growing religion. But at the same time, you know, I think what we need to leave our message with today, Afsab, is the fact that, mashallah, the beauty of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unparalleled. And such that, you know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you see me in your dreams, then without a doubt it is me that you've seen. Because shaitan can take the form of everybody, anybody, but cannot take the form of me. So fortunate are those people that have seen the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That saying alone, that hadith alone, makes you realize that shaitan cannot even take that form of the beauty of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dreams. And so fortunate are those people that see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their dreams. But at the same time, that, you know, what always intrigues me when we talk about this topic of symbol is the fact that people left the city of Medina to spread the deen. They sacrificed. You know, imagine if we had the opportunity now to sit in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Would we move? Would we budge? You know, we'd never get up. We'd just sit there and sit there and sit there and spend all of our days there. But the companions had the opportunity there. They had the houses there. They had the families there. They had the relatives there. They had everything there. And most importantly, they had the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of them. But they sacrificed all of that to spread the deen of Islam.
You know, greatest example is Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I don't think there was anyone more closer, you know, than Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But the Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Medina Park, and he knew that he wasn't going to come back again. Yet that was the, you know, the love of Imam Hussein for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we all claim that we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love his beauty. Why is that beauty not shining on me as well? Why is that beauty not as a mirror on me? You know, where is that, you know, the beautiful beard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Sharif of the Prophet? Today, if you say to people, who's going to wear an Imam Sharif? One or two people will pick their hands up. Why are the rest of them not picking their hands up? You know, are we scared of something? Or
why are we not having the beard?
Yeah. So the thing is, yeah, we say we love him, but do we really love him?
We say we love him, but we don't want to really follow him.
Gee.
And lovers follow. Lovers don't ask questions. Lovers don't ask how, what, where, why, when. They just follow. And the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they followed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect. And they didn't ask why. Why are we growing a beard? Why are we wearing an Imam Sharif? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? They never asked. And the true lovers just followed. And that may be, I think, and I've said it times before, we've said it many, many times, that if we are facing any difficulties in our life, it's because we're not following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I leave you two things, the Quran and my way. Follow them, you will never go astray. And in both of them, we can talk about time does not allow us, but what is the Quran? We're not following it, not reading it, don't understand it, don't want to understand it, I haven't got the time for it. Which is a shame. That's so embarrassing, and we could talk about that. The sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his way. Do we know anything about it? Do we know the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Unfortunately, nowadays, you ask the teenagers, you ask the youngsters, they know more about football players, they'll know more about pop stars, they know more about politicians, they know more about these businessmen, but they don't know anything about the greatest role model that has ever lived, the greatest person that has ever lived. We don't know anything about him.
Subhanallah. You know, I think one of these, Khalibay, you know, by traveling on the Madani Kafira, when you go out to these places and you see what the reality is, you see that the masjids, Imam Sahib said, we've never had a Fajr in a Jamaat for years, Madani Kafila has come. You know, when you go on these Madani Kafilas, then you really find out what the true reality of our life and our daily routine is. We've got enough time to go to work, enough time for social media, enough time to go to the gym in the morning, but we can't wake up to go to... I know a person who likes to go to gym in the morning, he goes past the masjid, but will not go to his Jamaat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching our role model. Time is against us. We come to the end of the program. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.